Hey everyone, I really want to talk with you today because I see how kind and caring you are. Seriously, you're always trying to make God proud, and that's just amazing. You put so much effort into doing the right thing, but sometimes you worry about looking ungrateful or sad, even for just a moment. You feel like you shouldn't cry or stress about your problems, whether they're about money, health, or personal stuff. And when you do talk to God about your struggles, you often feel guilty, thinking you should always stay strong and positive. But listen, you are so incredibly sweet, and you are making God proud. He sees your tears and knows the huge challenges you've faced in your life. He understands everything you've been through and admires your perseverance. God doesn't want you to feel bad about crying or having moments of weakness. He knows that life is full of ups and downs, and there will be times when you feel upset or question what's happening around you. It's completely okay to show your emotions and share your struggles with God. He appreciates your honesty and vulnerability, knowing that these moments help you grow. Remember, showing your emotions doesn't make you weak. It makes you human. God values your sincerity and knows your heart. Be kind to yourself and let yourself feel and express your emotions freely. You are loved, understood, and never alone on this journey. God isn't upset with you for feeling this way. He wants you to embrace those moments, to cry, and to have heartfelt conversations with Him, sharing your true emotions. He sees your vulnerability and your genuine efforts to stay strong, and He loves you even more for it. Crying and expressing your feelings aren't signs of weakness, but of honesty and authenticity in your relationship with God. When you're feeling totally stressed out about money, health, or whatever else is piling up, just remember that God gets it. He knows exactly how much you're dealing with and how hard you're trying to keep it together and stay positive. He understands that sometimes it's all just too much and you need to let it all out. It's in those moments when you let yourself feel and release those emotions that you can really find comfort and peace with Him. God's love for you is unconditional. He wants you to know that your emotions are valid and that it's okay to feel deeply. He is not disappointed in you for having moments of doubt or sadness. Instead, He wants you to bring those feelings to Him, to cry out and let go of the pain. After you've cried and released your emotions, He wants you to listen. In those quiet moments after your tears, God has a message for you. He wants to comfort you, to guide you, and to reassure you that it's okay to be human and to feel deeply. So don't hold back your tears or your conversations with God. Allow yourself to feel, to release, and to listen, for God is always there, ready to speak to your heart and guide you through every challenge you face. Your vulnerability and openness are strengths, not weaknesses, and God sees the beauty in your honest, heartfelt relationship with Him. Keep trusting in His love and guidance, and know that He is proud of you, every step of the way. After you finish crying, God is there, hearing your every tearful moment. He gives you this time to cry and release your emotions so that your heart can be open to hearing His voice. He wants you to know that it's okay to let go and feel vulnerable. Once you've released your emotions, you can have an honest conversation with Him. In this conversation, He will tell you that He is proud of you. He knows exactly what you're going through and acknowledges your efforts. He sees how you've pushed forward despite numerous temptations and challenges from the enemy, and He is genuinely happy and grateful for your perseverance. God understands your pain and struggles deeply. He wants you to express your feelings and cry out to Him, but He doesn't want you to dwell in that sorrowful place. His intention is for you to release all the negativity and burdens you've been carrying. Let go of everything that's weighing you down and take a deep breath. Releasing your emotions and grounding yourself helps you return to a place of balance and openness. This state of being receptive allows you to clearly hear His messages and guidance. God has so much planned for you, and He wants you to be ready to receive His blessings and wisdom. Because of your sweet and pure heart, you often feel guilty about crying. But God wants you to understand that your tears are a natural and important part of your journey. They help you to cleanse your soul and prepare you for the abundant gifts He has in store for you. So embrace these moments of release, knowing that they bring you closer to God and make you more receptive to His loving guidance. In those moments of weakness, you often feel bad because you believe you should always be grateful for every little thing. And it's true, being grateful is essential. Expressing gratitude is a positive and powerful practice. However, feeling grateful all the time doesn't mean you won't have moments of weakness. It doesn't mean you won't experience times when you feel down or question what's happening in your life. These feelings are normal and part of being human. God understands this. He knows that despite your big heart and sweet nature, you will have times when you feel weak. It's okay to have these moments. God is not upset with you for feeling this way. In fact, He recognizes that you have a lot to release, and He knows that what you are going through now will ultimately make you stronger. When you have these moments of vulnerability, God wants you to express your emotions fully. Cry if you need to, and let out all the pent-up feelings. This release is essential for your emotional and spiritual health. God sees your tears and hears your cries, and He understands the depth of your struggles. After you have released your emotions, God wants you to sit in silence and listen to Him. It's in these quiet moments that He can speak to you most clearly. He has messages for you, words of comfort, guidance, and wisdom. By listening to Him after your emotional release, you open yourself up to His divine communication. Once you've had your moment of release and have listened to God's message, He wants you to return to a state of gratitude as soon as you can. Gratitude is a powerful tool for healing and transformation. It helps you shift your focus from what's troubling you to the blessings in your life. It's about acknowledging the good, even when things are tough. You know, I talk about this a lot in my videos because it's such a game changer. We all get hit with negative vibes sometimes, and the magic trick is to flip that negative energy into positive energy. It might sound tricky, but it's actually pretty straightforward. Here's how you do it. Let yourself cry and let out those negative feelings, then shift back into a state of gratitude. Trust me, this practice helps you realign with God's love and guidance in a big way. So let's get real for a sec. It's totally okay to feel weak sometimes. Seriously, it's part of being human. Your feelings are valid, and expressing them is a necessary part of your spiritual journey. God is so proud of you for pushing through and having such a big heart. He knows you're doing your best, and He loves you unconditionally. I mean it, unconditionally. Don't ever think for a moment that God's upset with you for feeling down or questioning things. He totally gets your human experience and wants you to grow through it. Each challenge you face and every tear you shed is a step towards becoming stronger and more resilient. And let's be honest, we all need those moments to just let it out and feel. After you've had your moment of weakness, take some time to sit in silence and listen for God's voice. He's got messages for you that'll bring you comfort and guidance. Trust me, those quiet moments can be so powerful. Then come back to a place of gratitude. Focus on the good in your life, no matter how small it might seem. This practice will help you keep a positive outlook and stay connected to God's loving presence. By embracing your emotions and practicing gratitude, you're aligning yourself with God's will and opening up to the blessings He's got in store for you. Remember, your journey is unique, and every step, including the tough ones, is part of God's plan to make you stronger and more faithful. It's like building spiritual muscles. Every challenge you face makes you stronger. I'm sending you all my love, joy, and peace, along with the most positive vibes possible. Seriously, I can't thank you enough for all the support you've been giving this channel. Your support means everything to me. You're the reason I keep doing what I do, and I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. So let's keep this journey going together. Keep practicing self-love, keep flipping that negative energy into positive energy, and keep trusting in God's plan for you. You've got this, and remember, you're never alone. God's with you every step of the way, cheering you on and showering you with love. I hope you really take this message to heart and let it inspire you to be kinder to yourself. Embrace your emotions, let them flow, and then shift back to a state of gratitude. You'll be amazed at how much lighter and more positive you'll feel. And most importantly, you'll be in tune with God's love and guidance. Thank you again for being such an incredible community. May God bless you, and I wish you all the best in everything you do. Keep shining, keep growing, and keep loving yourself. You're amazing, and I'm so proud of you. Let's make the most of every day and continue this beautiful journey together. Love you all.